The New Factory Thinker by Bill Bishop. Chapter 22. Emotional Value. As computers and robots take over most of the jobs previously done by old factories, new factory thinkers will provide their members with emotional value. They will make money by transforming negative emotions into positive emotions. Old factory thinkers rarely consider the emotional state of their customers. The value of their products and services is determined by a rational calculation of their price in relation to the utility of their features and benefits. Granted, advertisers are adept at generating sales by evoking emotional responses, but their intention is not to permanently transform the emotional state of their customers. New factory thinkers understand that the old factory economy, which has focused on providing material abundance, has failed to provide sustainable well-being for the majority of consumers. In fact, studies show that people in wealthy nations suffer high levels of depression, anxiety, feelings of alienation, and other forms of mental illness. It seems that once we reach a certain level of abundance, having more stuff actually makes us less happy. This paradox is expertly explained in a book by John Naish called Enough: Breaking Free from the World of Excess. Naish shows that getting and having more things has made many people in our society feel less well emotionally. Our race for more and more has borne strange fruit. Levels of stress, depression, and burnout are all rising fast, even though we live amid unprecedented abundance. New factory thinkers recognize this big problem and see an opportunity to provide emotional value that cannot be delivered by a computer or a robot. They understand that consumers who are unhappy will pay a lot of money to be happier, especially if this elevated happiness is sustainable. To create emotional value, start by working with the concept of the anti-model and model discussed in the previous chapter. List the negative emotions your prospects feel when you first encounter them. Do they feel sad, afraid, angry, alone, unfulfilled, or frustrated? Do they feel anxious, exhausted, or overwhelmed? Then delineate an ideal emotional model you would like to help them achieve. Do you want them to feel happy, safe, peaceful, connected, and fulfilled? Do you want them to feel calm, rested, and at ease? Then brainstorm what resources, experts, and processes would aid them in making this emotional transition. Understanding your customers' emotional landscape requires empathy and an understanding of your own emotions. This kind of emotional intelligence was not nurtured or encouraged during the old factory era. In fact, it was discouraged. Talking about and expressing emotions was seen as inefficient and inappropriate. But in the new factory era, helping your customers improve their emotional state is an opportunity to deepen your relationships with them and grow your business. The five-part structure of the new factory model inherently provides emotional value at each step. By choosing a specific type of customer, step 1, you demonstrate that your customers are the most important consideration in your business. This makes them feel recognized and supported. By building your business around a big idea, step 2, you demonstrate your understanding of their problems and that you have big goals for them. This makes them feel even more supported and also excited about achieving big goals. By offering free value, step 3, you break through their feelings of distrust and cynicism and build trust. By offering a membership program, step 4, you make them feel special and more confident they will solve their problems and achieve their goals. And by providing a one-stop store, step 5, you make them feel empowered. Providing emotional value in this manner is one way for humans to compete against the speed and efficiency of computers and robots. While artificial intelligence will be useful in many ways, it is unlikely that it will be able to provide the emotional value that humans can give to other humans. That's why we are seeing a growing demand for social workers, psychotherapists, life coaches, and other mental and physical wellness providers. These emotional value providers go beyond the mere functionality of old factory thinkers and focus on alleviating emotional suffering. In his book Hardwiring Happiness, neuropsychologist Rick Hansen explains that the human brain is wired for three primary emotional needs: safety, satisfaction, and connection. Our instincts are to avoid harms, seek rewards, and attach to other people. On the deepest level of our being, we seek reassurance, encouragement, and warmth. For this reason, a new factory thinker creates value accordingly. She gives her members reassurance that dangers and risks will be avoided. She gives her members encouragement that they will be able to achieve their goals. And she makes her members feel connected in meaningful ways by providing genuine warmth and compassion. In the previous paragraph, I used a female pronoun because emotional intelligence tends to be a strength among women and a weakness in men. That's why I predict most women will find it much easier to embrace the new factory model than most men, and will achieve much greater success in the marketplace going forward. So think about how you can provide more emotional value. How can you help your customers or clients feel safer and more secure? What can you do to give them enhanced feelings of satisfaction and fulfillment? How can you help them feel more connected to others? Some of my program members have embedded emotional value directly into the packaging of their value proposition. They offer three levels of membership. Level 1 helps their members deal with their risks and threats. Level 2 helps them achieve their big goals. And level 3 helps them connect with other members, either online or in person. Prospects can select one of these three choices or start at level 1, and then proceed to levels 2 and 3 accordingly. If you are not convinced that emotional value creation is an opportunity to make money, consider Starbucks. Why do you think people pay $5 or more for a cup of coffee at Starbucks? Is it because the coffee is better? Unlikely. You can get a good cup of coffee almost anywhere these days. But Starbucks does something better than their competitors. They provide emotional value. When a person buys coffee at Starbucks, they feel special. They feel they are giving themselves a treat. The community atmosphere in the stores also makes them feel more connected. The combination of these emotional value components is the reason why Starbucks customers are willing to pay a premium for a cup of coffee. Creating emotional value will help your business in many ways. Like Starbucks, if you help your members feel better emotionally, you'll be able to charge higher prices than your competitors. You'll also attract a large number of emotionally impoverished prospects who are not being served by the old factories in your industry. And you will remain viable and relevant in a marketplace being taken over by computers and robots.